Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song, preaching Christ in all his fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you join us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay tuned for the next quarter hour as the minister of the Free Presbyterian Congregation in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, brings another message in his series from the New Testament book of 1 Peter. And today he's turning our attention to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. And that message is coming right after these words in song, so do stay with us.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsting spirits can be satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Wonderful and bountiful supply.
We're going to read tonight from the first epistle of Peter, chapter 4, and I'm going to commence reading at verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. In this section, Peter is dealing with the problem of suffering. The child of God having to suffer because he's being persecuted by some other person or some other group of people. And last night I suggested to you that we are not to be surprised when we are persecuted and have to suffer. Indeed, that's exactly what Peter is saying in verse 12. He says, think it not strange. Don't think it an odd thing. Don't think it a surprising thing when you are tried, when there's persecution and opposition to you. Because even the very best of God's people will be persecuted. In fact, the more holy, the more godly, the more Christ-like you are, the more you will be persecuted. You can see it right down through the centuries, and of course, most especially, you can see it in the way that the Lord Jesus Christ was treated. Even his friends, because of his zeal for his Father, said, "He is beside himself. There he is. He's out of his mind." They said the same about the Apostle Paul. Festus said, "Paul, you're beside yourself. Much learning doth make thee mad." And Paul could say, "No, I'm not. I'm not beside myself." But the slur was there. That was the thought. You're not right. You're not wise when you're a Christian. You can have mental suffering, or you can even have physical suffering. And the ultimate suffering is of the kind that Stephen endured when he was martyred for his faith. So we are not to be surprised when we are opposed, when we are maligned and ridiculed and persecuted. The point I want to get across, especially tonight, is that not only should we not be surprised when we are persecuted and have to suffer for Christ, we should not be ashamed. Verse 16 says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed." Let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. The very thought that a man or woman might feel ashamed of their sufferings as Christians shows how perverted the thinking of the world is. Yet, I've got to say that such is the power of the devil, true Christians and the sufferings of true Christians are misrepresented, and they are presented in the most hideous light. Christian is made to feel, when he suffers for Christ, that he's an unworthy person, that he deserves to be persecuted, he deserves to be opposed. Think of the Apostle Paul. He was thrown into a stinking prison, and he was left there in that situation. And he wrote to Timothy, and he told Timothy not to be ashamed of Christ, nor, he says, of me, his prisoner. You see, Paul would have felt it if Timothy had been ashamed of him, because he was suffering, because he was in that prison, treated like a criminal. There was a temptation for the younger man, Timothy, the more timorous man, Timothy, to feel ashamed of Paul. And in a way, that could have rubbed off on Paul, because if Timothy had been ashamed of him, he might have felt a sense of shame. And Peter's saying here, don't be ashamed if you suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember not too long ago I was standing in a local post office, and the man who was standing in front of me was wearing a sweatshirt, and on it said, "Ashamed of Jesus," and then it added these words, "You should be ashamed of yourself." You should be, of course, but it's a very good sentiment. If you're ashamed of Jesus, you should be ashamed of yourself. Following him may entail suffering, it may bring persecution, and the devil will misrepresent you, make you feel as if you're some sort of a criminal, that you're the vilest of the vile, that you're being treated in this way because you're a contemptible person. The Apostle Peter says the opposite. He says, if you suffer as a Christian, that's one of the few times, interestingly, that the word Christian is used in the Bible. And some believe that it's used indeed as a term of contempt. If you suffer as a despised Christian, as one that the world thinks nothing of, if you suffer because you're a follower of Christ and branded by the name of Christian, don't be ashamed. That's what he says. Don't be ashamed. For if you walk with God and you do his will, there will be plenty of evil things said about you, plenty of horrible things done to you. You may suffer a sinister sort of persecution in the way they speak about you, or you may suffer a more forthright and open form of persecution, and you may run headlong into trouble. The more faithful you are, the more likely to be persecuted. Don't be surprised by it, and don't be ashamed. Don't let the devil represent to your mind that you're following a worthless person. remember, if you're following Christ, the greatest person in the world. You're following the one who created you. You're following the one who came from the glory of heaven into this world to die on the cross for your sins, to save you, to give you peace, to give you forgiveness, to provide for you a home in heaven. Is there anything to be ashamed of in following such a glorious and wonderful person? You ought not to feel shame for doing what is right in the sight of God. Think of Moses, the ridicule that he attracted when he threw in his lot with the people of God. He suffered reproach, but he knew that ultimately it was the wise and right decision. I bring you back to those words that I've mentioned that man was wearing on his sweatshirt. Ashamed of Jesus? Are you ashamed of Jesus? Christian, if you're ashamed of Jesus, you should be ashamed of yourself. I know if you're so ashamed of Jesus that you've never come to him and never owned him as your Savior, you should be ashamed, because one day you'll stand before him. Turn tonight from your sins. Take him as your Savior.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London, which meets in South Grove Free Presbyterian Church, Markhouse Road, Walthamstow, each Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. And you'd be most welcome to come to these meetings. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leyton, E10, 6EU. That's the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leyton, E10, 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answerphone service on 020-8539-1706. That's 020-8539-1706. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Tuesday to Saturday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.